All right, this week, as I mentioned last week, the focus is going to be on hope and inspiration with a little bit of entertainment. We're going to start the week off with a conversation that I had with Ms. Evelyn Polk, who shared some tremendous insights on how we can build community, how we can build family, going for the gold.
Some dreams live on in time forever. Those dreams you want with all your heart. And I'll do whatever it takes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's so good to have those of you who were with us the first hour still with us now. I'm speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Those of you just joining us, it's good to have you here as well. On the first full week of January 2013, powerful week of motivation. And I tell you, I wanted to feature that song by Gloria Estefan, a powerful motivational song entitled Reach. And I tell you what, we have a guest today who is really going to be able to do an outstanding job of motivating us to do just that, to reach, and especially reaching within and reaching without. She is known as Miss E. She is known as the Heart Lady. She is founder and director of For a Child's Heart. She's owner and clinical director of Talk to Me Counseling. She's producer and host of TV talk show Visions for a Child's Heart. This lady has been working with families for quite some time. She's a licensed marriage, family, and child therapist in practice for 19 years. She has done an awesome job of mentoring young people. And I'm telling you, dynamic. A member of Les Brown's Platinum Speakers Network, we bring to you again the awesome lady we heard from last week, Miss Evelyn Polk. Evelyn, how are you doing?
I am great, Carl. How about yourself?
I am doing great as well. And, you know, I tell you, Evelyn, you surprised me. You said, and, you know, we're so used to seeing the things on TV that we usually see on TV. And when we hear about something that just is just so out of the norm, it's just so hard for us to grasp. You said that it is actually cold out there on the West Coast in California.
Yes, it is. And anytime it gets below 60 degrees anywhere, it's cold to me. But this morning, it registered at 35. That's
cold. I would not have expected that. That is a surprise. But you all are making it, huh?
We're making it. And I'm thinking about making it elsewhere this morning. It's like I'm looking for a place with tropics. This global warming is no joke because it's not all warm.
You got that right. It is not all warm. And that's a good point. They did say that there are going to be some changes with the cold climates that we're going to be experiencing too as a result of that global warming or climate change. So, yeah, we might as well get as ready as we can, huh?
Indeed.
Well, I tell you what, I want to thank you, Evelyn, for the powerful information that we shared, that you shared, the insights that you shared with us, that we had our Speaking With Community hearing last week, and now you're joining us again this week. Of course, that one was from several weeks ago, but you're rejoining us today to talk about the heart again. If you would give us some more details about your background in working with people, and then let that serve as a dovetail as to what you and I will be discussing today.
Well, most of my work, as I spoke of, has been focused on youth, especially children out of the foster care system and into adoption. However, in my private practice, aside from my work with that, I've also worked with adults. And I had a contract with the Employee Assistance Program for the state of California. So I've worked with sheriff officers, deputy sheriffs. I've worked with San Quentin officers. I've worked with highway patrol persons. And then some of them have come back and brought their families. I've worked with people in mental institutions. And I find out that really the bottom line in everything, it goes back to a matter of the heart and how the things that have happened in our heart impact our thinking, which impact our ability to carry forth the work, whatever it is that we're doing. And I just realized that a lot of what we're dealing with, it has to do with what's happened to that inner child. And so my take, and really in dealing with this beginning of this year, I plan to expand to talk about more about healing our child within. You know, I talk about my book, it's hard work being developed that raises a child. And I realized that, yes, it's hard work. And not only, you know, it's been difficult, but it comes from our heart. But when our hearts have been wounded, which everyone's has, it makes it a little bit more difficult to really connect with and to have an exchange and that mutual understanding and respect with our young people. And so with everything that has gone on, you know, over the past month or several months in light, in the aftermath of the election, of the shootings in December, with the whole issue of the fiscal cliff, there's just so much pain and so much anger. It's really bothered me. And I realized, I heard Marianne Williamson say, if you know what it takes to change your heart, you know what it takes to change the world. And so my emphasis now is not only dealing with our children, but dealing with the child within all of us, because it's crazy out here.
It is absolutely crazy. And you make such a good point that we should not focus just on the children, but we need to focus on the adults too, because part of the reality of life is that, as you said, all of us have had our hearts hurt at some point to one level of severity or another. And if it has not been resolved, we take the trauma of that hurt heart into our adulthood, and it can still be impacting our lives, even though the circumstance may have occurred 20, 40 years prior.
Indeed. And in our lack of being conscious of that and willing to do something about it, we're going to continue to put Band-Aids, you know, on top of things and continue to pick the scabs up and wondering why, you know, life is not treating us fairly, because we haven't really taken the time to really look within. and it's necessary.
You're the heart lady. You're the heart lady. You are the heart lady. Let me ask you something. When it comes to our neglect, I'll just say, in taking care of those matters of the heart, what are some of the reasons that we don't take care of those matters?
Well, one is just not being aware. You know, as they said, you're subconsciously unconscious. We don't even have a clue as to what's going on because we've been so busy trying to attain the outer achievement, you know, that family and society and school and work is placed on us. And culturally speaking, especially in the African-American community, that is not, you know, that has been considered a luxury and definitely not a necessity. So I think for us to look within, most people just say, well, just get over it. And that's what a lot of people have done. They've sort of climbed over it, and they're still sliding down the other side. But they haven't been willing to go through it, to look inside and to see, you know, what's going on here? For some people, it's just been fear. It's like, that's too hard of a place to go back to. I don't want to go back to it. It's too ugly. It's too hard. It's too painful. And I think those are two of the primary reasons, you know, people have not. They either see it's not necessary, it's scary to them.
And whether it's because of the unawareness or whether it's fear, either way, it is at best non-productive to not do anything about it. And at worst, can it be further destructive?
Exactly. Not, I was going to say, not only non-productive, counterproductive.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, the Heart Lady, Miss Evelyn Polk, and I'll be right back. Stay with us. She's going to be helping us when it comes to the heart of the adult, the heart of the child, developing relationships between parents and children. Stay with us. We'll be right back.